And you are joined by Daniel Peltz at DW, our correspondent this morning, just talking about what's happening internationally. Daniel, great to have you on the show.
Yes, good morning. How's it?
Always good. So always good to talk to you. So shocking scenes went around the world, of course, last week off to the Moria refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos. Went up in flames. Moria, of course, the name has long been a symbol for misery and suffering. We've known that. At some stage, there were around 20,000 people living in the camp that were originally designed for only 3,000. So now the suffering continues, and many former residents of the camp are sleeping rough, and Europe is embroiled in a new debate about its asylum policy, or rather, shall we say, Daniel, the lack of it. What is the situation in Moria at the moment?
Well, a quite dramatic news coming from Moria. And, you know, I visited a couple of refugee camps in African countries. And now when I see those images on TV from Moria, it really doesn't look like Europe, or at least not like the Europe where I've grown up. It rather looks like a refugee camp in some destitute, crisis-torn country. Somewhere you have about 11,000 or 12,000 migrants, figures are differing a bit, that are sleeping rough, which means they're sleeping in tents and abandoned buildings or even on the streets under the open sky. And migrants have told journalists that they have no food, no water, many just pleading to be relocated to the mainland of Greece, because remember, Lesbos is an island, that's where Moria is. They are stranded there and they have simply nowhere to go. In the meantime, Greek police came and said yesterday that it has arrested 5 or 6 migrants. You get different figures according to the different media reports, whom they suspect to have started the fire.
I just hope, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about the politics. Hey, and then people suffer and fall in between the cracks. Now, why would migrants set their own camp ablaze, though?
Well, the desperation in Moria was high even before the fire, because after all, this was meant to be a transit camp. So yeah, people were meant to be here for some weeks or maybe months until their asylum applications were processed. And if they were given asylum, then they were supposed to have received the right to move on and to go elsewhere in Europe. But in the end, people lived there for years under extremely difficult conditions. I mean, squeezed in small huts. Doctors Without Borders said at some stage more than 1,000 people were sharing a water tap. Just imagine that. So, you know, there was a lot of frustration. It's the ideal climate, the ideal breeding ground for anger and frustration. So that could be a reason, but in the end, these people are just suspects. Their guilt has not been proven. And also some of the migrants who have been interviewed on TV have said, no one of us started a fire. They blamed it on the residents in the area, Greek residents, and said they were unhappy about the presence of the migrants. But also that is another theory, and we just have to wait and see in the end what police investigations reveal.
And then, of course, let's look at Europe and the European response.
Yes, well, that's mainly about blankets, tents, and food aid. So there is generally a willingness of European countries to help, also of the German federal government and some German provinces. They are sending such materials, and I mean, that's a good first step. But the problem is, of course, that's also no long-term solution to the situation there. One possible solution, of course, which the migrants are also requesting, is for them to be distributed to other countries to be relocated. But the problem is most European countries have not shown any willingness to do so, because migration is always a hot issue, a very controversial issue in many European countries. So Germany has come forward after a long and heated discussion within government and agreed to take in some 1,700 people from the former Moria camp, as we have to put it. But that means Germany is the only country that has agreed to take in a fairly large number of people.
I can imagine that the debates were quite heated, because remember, Germany made all the headlines when they initially took on refugees. And of course, you had the incident, the attacks, and then everybody said, you see what happens when you get refugees in. And they sort of skewed that particular debate. So a very thorny issue where you are at the moment, no doubt. So what exactly is the solution?
Well, one issue that all experts are, of course, mentioning is this famous term, a common asylum policy for Europe. I mean, that is a concept that experts have been calling for a long time. Basically, I mean, since you just mentioned it, since we had the fairly large influx of migrants in 2015, and also at that stage, we realized there is no functioning common asylum policy. Countries can simply not agree on sharing. Sending migrants to different countries, always one or two or three countries coming forward. So there are again those calls, and Germany, which is holding the rotating presidency of the EU, also wants to push for it. But the problem is at the moment Europe is so divided. You have some governments which are strictly opposing to take in any migrants whatsoever. I really don't see Europe agreeing on a common asylum policy anytime soon.
Oh, my word, I tell you. You guys are really starting to look like the rest of the African continent sometimes, or parts of it at least. But, Daniel, great chatting to you. And I certainly look forward to our next interaction, sir. Daniel Powell.
Thank you very much.
By the way, what's the corona thing like on the ground there? And I always ask the personal stuff, right? So what are you seeing happening around you with COVID-19, lockdown levels and all the rest of it?
Well, it's quite interesting because it really depends where you are. I'm in Berlin, our capital, and here life continues almost normally, I would say. I was riding public transport the other day. I mean, seems like a very daring adventure these days.
Yes.
And not like the boring routine it once was. So I was on a train and it was just packed as usual, you know, commuters going to work, coming from work, but almost everybody wearing a face mask, which was a very positive thing, but it was looking like people were just going about their daily lives normally. But then it depends. We had a situation in southern Germany, in a city in Bavaria, which is fairly close to the Austrian border, where case numbers were soaring again and where authorities imposed pretty stringent measures to curb the spread of the virus. At the moment, we are all pretty much waiting to see what happens. Now temperatures are supposed to go down because we are reaching the end of summer. We are reaching autumn. Temperatures are supposed to go down, and that's usually our flu season. And some experts have said that the virus might spread again when temperatures go down. So we are waiting to just see what's going to happen and whether we are going to need more of a lockdown kind of a thing. The government will be, of course, pretty reluctant to impose any lockdown because they don't want to hurt the economy. But yeah, we are in a state where we just wait and see what's going to happen.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and all the best, as we need all the best on the side to deal with this COVID-19. Daniel Peltzer, DW, just giving us the latest.